This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sierra.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is your Weekly Dose of Wicked. Very wonderful.
That was me being Ashley.
That was me being also Ashley.
We were both Ashley. That's awkward.
That is awkward. We should have planned that better.
That's fine.
Anyway, hello there.
How's it going? Hope you guys are having a great week on this fine Wednesday.
Woohoo! Crazy that it's already June.
Yeah, sure is.
I feel like yesterday it was October.
I don't.
Why?
Why was it October yesterday?
I don't know, because I love the fall and I feel like that wasn't very far away.
The fall moved. The fall's been gone for way too long. I'm ready for it to come back.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I haven't had a fall in 3 years.
That's a little dramatic.
I kind of haven't, though. I haven't done any of the fall things the past two falls.
Well, maybe you should do better this year.
I'll try, but I was going to do better last year and I didn't. Anyway, nobody cares about fall. It's literally June. Summertime. How's your pool going?
Oh, just peachy.
Yeah? Do we have a plan for that?
Clean it.
Okay.
Resurface it.
Okay.
Put water in it.
Okay. When are we doing that?
I don't know.
Okay. Great. Ashley has an in-ground pool at her new house, but it's not up and running yet, so it's a little annoying.
Well, you know, working on it. Yeah. Making small progress.
Okay. So it'll be ready next summer. Got it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Well, what else we got going on? It's been a week. That's
nothing.
For sure.
Absolutely nothing.
It's been a freaking week.
Nothing related to the podcast. Anyway.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes they just care to hear about our lives.
Okay. You don't got to get so snappy with me.
I just always act like they don't like us.
Because they don't.
They do. They wouldn't come here if they didn't like us.
Well, maybe they just like the crime.
I mean, maybe, but you can get crime anywhere. There's literally true crime podcasts are a freaking dime a dozen.
That is true.
There's so many of them. So clearly, if they've stuck around this long, there's something they like about us. So.
Okay, well, go ahead. Tell them about your life, Sierra.
Oh, I don't have anything going on in my life.
That's not true.
It's just been a stressful week, man.
Yeah, so rant about it.
I don't need to rant. There's no ranting to be done. My son broke his arm. It's been stressful. That's about it. He decided to make a sick jump for his bike, and he did not land the sick jump on his bike. So that's been fun. Been dealing with that. Had to go to the orthopedic specialist this morning. Had to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning.
It's very early for you.
And I'm not a 7 o'clock in the morning type of person. So I've currently been awake for almost 12 hours, and I don't like to be awake for 12 hours. I like to sleep more hours than I'm awake.
I understand. Same.
So, yeah, it's been stressful. But anyway, that's all I got going on in my personal life.
I don't really have anything.
Okay, well, moving on to podcast-related things then. We received our first bad review.
And then we got two in 1 week.
Okay, the first one wasn't bad.
I mean, it was 3-star.
It was confusing.
It was confusing.
Because it said, pretty good podcast, but then they gave us 3 stars. So that was confusing.
That doesn't equal pretty good. That doesn't math for me.
No, me neither. That math's to me mediocre.
Yeah.
3 stars is mediocre. But whatever, we moved past that, we were fine. Then we got a second 3-star review, and the second one was a little mean.
It was a little mean. It was kind of funny, though.
It was funny. We laughed and laughed about it. What did it say? Their age shows through was the title. It was from JoJo 1800. So JoJo 1800, if you're hanging around still, I'm sure or not, because apparently you hate us. But if you're still here, I'm so sorry that our voices annoy you. And we sound 16.
Even though we're not. So that's embarrassing for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, I don't actually think it's embarrassing at all. What I got from that is they think I'm young.
Oh, yeah?
And not middle-aged.
Well, I guess that's good. Let me read it. Funny enough episodes, but hard to get through because they sound like they are 16 recording a podcast. Ad hoc. Whatever that means.
Ad hoc means for this. It's Latin for this. I don't know that they meant, I don't know.
Well, I read that ad hoc means necessity. I mean, out of necessity.
Ad hoc is for this in Latin. That's what it means.
Okay, well, I Googled it, and it says necessity. So either way, that doesn't make sense
in
the sentence.
No, either way, I don't feel like it makes sense in the sentence at all.
I don't understand.
But that's fine. You know what?
We're not everybody's cup of tea. It's fine.
That's okay. We don't care. But what I got from that is you think I'm young. In actuality, those of you who like us and stick around know that we are not 16.
No.
I'm 30. Close. Ashley's 26. I am a mom of three. We're full-grown ass adults. And we just did this for fun. So if we come across as children, then sorry, we're immature. I don't know what to tell you.
I would say we'd get better, but we won't.
We're not going to get any better. So if you think we sound like children, then...
Not for you. Find another true crime
Don't
podcast.
Let the door split you or hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what our southern stabbings episode said. So, you know, whatever. It's fine. I mean, I'd like you to stick around, but you won't hurt my feelings if you leave. It's fine. I still like you. So, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at. It's totally cool.
But then we got another good review.
Yeah, we did get another good review who called out the bad review.
So that was funny.
Yes, that was. I haven't listened to the podcast yet because I just now saw the review, but I'm going to give it a listen.
Yeah, maybe I will too.
And see, but they said they couldn't help but notice the 3-star review and how essentially it was rude to rate someone based off of the displeasure of their voice.
I mean, I totally get it though.
Okay, this is my philosophy. I think we've just become all very comfortable on the internet.
And being rude to people.
Because I think that if you have an issue with someone that they cannot fix in 10 seconds, do not bother to point it out.
That is true.
So I can't fix my voice. So don't point it out.
I can fix my voice.
I mean, we could talk in different accents, but I don't think it would be any better.
No.
I told my husband, so on Fridays, not every Friday, on the first Friday of every month, we have parents' night out. And our kids go to a local church for 3 hours and they have like crafts and dinner. And it's fantastic because my husband and I get like a free babysitter and our kids have a great time. So this past Friday was the first Friday of the month. And so him and I went to Red Lobster and had dinner, which was a real treat because we haven't been to Red Lobster in, we did the math, like 12 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. He's like, oh, do you want to go to Red Lobster? I think I said that. And he was like, oh, yeah, I love lobster. He hates lobster. He didn't even get lobster, but it doesn't matter. We ate a bunch of Cheddar Bay biscuits. I got a sangria with real gold sparkles in it. It was a good time.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was so cute. I meant to take a picture and send it to you, and I didn't.
I'm really upset.
It had edible gold glitter in it.
I would have loved
it. It was so pretty. I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It was like Barefoot Moscato wine, Blue Caraco, Starry, ooh, and gold glitter, and something else was in it. Lemonade, maybe? I don't remember. It was good, though.
That sounds really good.
It was good. It was $12, which is a little ridiculous, but...
Craft cocktails for you.
It was good, though. The glitter was pretty. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, we were at dinner, and I was like, yeah, so we got a bad review on our podcast. And he was like, oh, you did? And I was like, yeah. And so I read it to him, and he was like, I can see that. It's like, thank you. Thank you so much. He's like, I mean, you two are kind of annoying.
Yeah, our husbands do say that.
Thanks. So anyway, moving on from that, it's fine. You know what? People throw rocks at things that shine, so...
I was trying to think of the next line of the song, but my brain is so fried, I can't.
Life makes love look hard.
Yeah.
The stakes are high, the water's rough, but this podcast is ours.
There we go. I love it.
There we go. It's fine, whatever. But I just think that as people, we should probably not be rude to each other for no reason.
I mean, yeah, probably not.
But I don't think it's necessary.
It was kind of funny, so.
It was funny.
I accept it.
I didn't actually see the review. I told Ashley, I was like, we got another 3-star rating. And then she like texted me and she was like, we sound 16. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I looked and then the review popped up. So whatever. It is what it is. I don't care. I care a little, but.
Well, you shouldn't care. It's fine.
But no, all I can think of is like that TikTok that's like, you think I'm skinny. It's like, you think I'm young. I don't care.
That's like that time that I ordered Chinese food. I was a full ass adult. I was like 20. And he was like, is your mom home? And I was like, no, I live by myself because I'm an adult. He was like, oh, okay.
I don't ever get that problem because I look old, so I don't know why people
do. Well, I was on the phone, so it was my voice because I sound 12.
Yeah.
Just like homeboy said, so.
Well, whatever.
It's okay.
It's fine. Moving right along, what can you do to make us feel better? You can leave us a rating and review.
And tell us that you love us.
Yes, tell us that you love us. We would love that so much. And then you can maybe boost our little score back up because it was a 5-star. Now it's a 4.9.
Trash. We're trash.
Trash. Absolute trash bags. So anyway, head on over to Apple Podcasts where you can leave us a rating and or review. If you don't want to write anything, just give us a 5-star. That's fine too. What else can you do? You can head on over to www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can listen to Ashley's newest episode that came out this past Monday, June the 5th, on a serial killer. That's disgusting.
Yeah, he's pretty gross.
Maybe that's your jam, though. If that's your jam, head on over and listen it up. Starting at just three measly dollars a month, you can join the Patreon.
Sorry.
What?
I was going to say all the way to 10.
Yes.
Kept talking, so.
Sorry, yes. $3 to $10, and you can join the Patreon, where you'll get two bonus episodes a month. First and third Monday of every single month. And Ashley edits those, so it's a good time.
So, it'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. What else can you do? You can head on over to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Give us likes, give us follows, subscribe, whatever those websites want you to do. That's what you do. Our name on all of those is... essentially, Weekly Dose of Wicked, it should pop up. I think Twitter's like WDOW podcast, but if you type in Weekly Dose of Wicked, it pops up.
Yeah, Weekly Dose of Wicked was too long.
Yeah, so whatever, do those things. All right, so moving on from that, I think that we can probably just, you know, listen to whatever you've prepared for us on this late podcast episode.
Without further ado, in 2002, Venus McComb was 24, living in Michigan, and soon to be a college graduate. She had been set up by a work friend to go on a date with this friend's brother, Doug Stort. It was love at first sight, and within 4 days, they got married.
Okay, I was thinking, like, Venus is a baddie, but then I don't think she might be a little crazy.
Yep, 4 days.
I was thinking with the name, like, Venus, like, ooh, she sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking she sounds crazy.
Well, you know.
A little cray-cray.
Love at first sight, when you know, you know.
I don't agree.
I mean...
considering this is a true crime podcast, I'm going to go with it's not going to work.
Well, spoiler, no.
Although we do have a cousin that got married after only like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That worked out, I guess.
I guess. I'm just kidding.
It worked out fine. They're happily married. Multiple children.
Okay, so anyway, so they got married. They moved into a house together. They lived in Schoolcraft, Michigan. Doug was enlisted in the Army at the time, and Venus worked at a bank. What?
I knew it was going to be military.
Why?
Because that's when that happens. Uh-huh. They get married that quick because of benefits, normally. Uh-huh. They're about to get deployed, or like those military boys realize how much more money they make if they get married.
Yeah.
How much more housing they get, how much more, you know, so.
Yeah, that's true. It is usually pretty fast with that.
Yeah.
So within 1 year of being married, though, Venus didn't like Doug being in the military, so he quit.
I was not expecting that.
I knew you weren't. So without being in the military, he started working some restaurant jobs to support them. In 2004, they had their first daughter. And since Venus was the breadwinner of the relationship, she continued her job at the bank and Doug became a stay-at-home dad. So Mr. Mom.
I missed them having children.
I just said they had a daughter in 2004.
Oh, it's because I was thinking about my dream last night. I'm sorry. You said restaurant work and made me think of my dream last night.
I had a waitmare 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
And it was weird because, you know, I've been out of the restaurant industry for...
I don't think you ever outgrow waitmares. For any of our listeners that have ever waited tables, I don't think you ever get rid of them. They just happen sporadically. Like, you'll get a waitmare.
Yeah.
Where you're super awful, weeded. Most of the time, I'm naked. It's really awkward. I'm
never naked.
A lot of times, I'm waiting tables and I'm in the nude. It's embarrassing. And I'm really weeded. But last night, it wasn't a waitmare. Last night, I had went temporarily insane. I went into this restaurant and they were like shit. It was trash. Like they were awful, long wait times. The food was taking forever. Like they were a train wreck. And I walked with the general manager and I was like, dude, this restaurant is a shit show. And he was like, yeah, I know. And I was like, I would love to work here, which is never going to fucking happen. I don't know why I said that, but I was like, I would love to work here. And so he made me like the assistant to the assistant of the general manager.
Oh, assistant to the assistant regional manager?
No, the general manager of the store. And that was not... that was not realistic at all. That would never happen. I would never walk into a restaurant that was like sinking and be like, let me work here.
No.
I don't know that I'd ever walk into a restaurant again and say, let me work here.
No.
That's funny though.
I had a waitmare.
What happened?
It was just like, I was like super weeded. And
sometimes when I'm just stressed in life, that happens though. Because it's like brings back the memories of like stressful Friday nights of being like in the weeds and there's no ice, there's no plates, there's no cups.
Yeah.
The Dr. Pepper's out and it's the hardest one to change. Yeah. All of my drinks are sitting on the bar. None of my food's getting ran. I've been triple sat. Like, I think it's just like when life gets hard.
Yeah, it manifests as that. So mine was more of like, I didn't remember how to surf.
It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
So I just like, I walked into the restaurant and I was like, hey, let me have my job back. And they were like, okay. You get to close the bar. And I was like, fuck.
Nah, it's like riding a bike. You never forget.
And then I didn't know what I was doing. But it wasn't Duckworth's. I don't know what restaurant it was.
That's weird. Okay, well, I'm sorry that I missed them having a child because I remembered my restaurant. Okay, so in 2004.
Four.
They had a daughter.
Yes, they had a daughter.
Okay.
So, Venus Doug breadwinner.
Doug became a stay-at-home dad.
Yes.
Mr. Mom.
Yes.
Sorry, we went on that tangent. Some people don't like those.
If you don't like them, get out of here.
No, we need to quit kicking people out. We don't have enough listeners to be kicking people out. Do not leave.
Just fast forward a little. Yeah, when we start going on a tangent, just like four times the 30-second skip.
If they didn't like them, though, they would be gone. But we're not telling you to leave. We want you to stay.
Yeah.
I don't know why Ashley said that. That was
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
We don't have enough listeners to be kicking people out. Unless they just really hate us. Then that's fine. But
You can leave then, I guess.
We don't want you to go, though. We still love you.
We do. Okay, so anyways, 2 years later, they had another daughter. So did you hear that one?
Yes, 2 years later, they had another daughter. Yes. So now they have two daughters, 2006 by this time. I got you. I'm following the timeline, taking mental notes in my no mind eyes, no internal monologue mind.
Okay, good job. So Doug continued to stay in the home, taking care of the girls. But soon tensions started to rise. They began fighting a lot, and they agreed that Doug would try to find a job, but he didn't. Instead, he had a real addiction to playing Xbox Live.
I feel like that's very much military. I feel like this is very much playing out exactly how I feel like it would.
Yeah. So he had a real addiction to that, and getting a job would kind of interfere with that. So, you know, he wasn't really doing that. Venus was feeling all the heaviness of being the sole provider of her family, and it seemed like all the once happy couple did was fight. So Venus had an idea. To salvage their marriage, they should relocate. So they debated between Williamsburg, Virginia, Miami, Florida, or Houston, Texas. So those are all very different.
Okay.
Do you know what they all have in common?
You put me on the spot. I don't know. Hold on. Let me think. Williamsburg, Virginia, Houston, Texas, Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I have never been to Miami.
Okay.
Orlando, trash. So I would never go, never go to Florida. We're never going to let Orlando live that down. I hear Miami is like fun, though, like beach party.
Yeah.
Williamsburg's colonial, so I mean, I don't think that's any partying going on, so it's not parties. I don't know. Do they have a base?
No.
No? Do they have a strip club? I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they have strip clubs. No, so they actually all have amusement parks.
Okay. What does that have to do with anything? Like, I don't think
they thought that would be good for their kids to be near amusement parks.
I have never once planned where I live around an amusement park. Okay. Not what I was expecting at all.
I know. I didn't think you would get that. That's why I asked.
What's in Williamsburg? I'm going to need another Busch amusement park. Gardens. Parks. That's not in Williamsburg, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I knew there was a Busch Gardens in Virginia. I didn't know it was in Williamsburg.
Yeah. It's like right outside of Williamsburg. Miami doesn't actually have its own theme park, but Orlando has Disney World.
Right.
And then Houston, Texas has like Six Flags.
Okay. But I think you could pick any state and find an amusement park.
Well, just so that's saying, really that's weird. What they wanted. Okay, they wanted to have a good life for their kids. They wanted to be by amusement
parks.
Well, come
on down to North Carolina where you can go to Carowinds.
Woohoo!
Not only do you go to one state, but you go to two because it's on the border of the North and the South Carolinas.
Well, that's not really like a Disney World.
It's not like it's equivalent to a Six Flags, I would say. If they were willing to go for a Six Flags, they can go for a Carowinds.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Busch Gardens. I don't really feel like Busch Gardens is that big of an amusement park.
No. Disney's definitely the biggest.
Disney's the biggest. I mean, Busch Gardens is fun. Don't get me wrong. They have the whole German section where you can have, like, Guten Tag. I don't know. What is that German food? Is that a German word? Guten Tag?
I don't know.
Schnitzel. Fritzel.
Yeah, there you go. Just name the words. That's all you got? Spätzle.
Spätzle. Strudel. I don't know. Those big sausages.
Bratwurst?
They're not bratwurst, though. They're like sauerkraut and...
Yeah, that's bratwurst. Is it not? Okay, anyways, it really doesn't matter. We're going on unnecessary...
It doesn't matter. We are, but I just don't understand. Okay.
So in 2009, they did move. They moved to Newport News, Virginia.
Okay. That wasn't one of the options.
No. But, it's like near the beach.
That's did your research straight up say, like, they wanted to move close to an amusement park?
Yes.
I just think that's so weird.
So, that's what the Dateline episode that I watched said.
Okay.
So, you know, Dateline sometimes lies about things.
Dateline does sometimes lie. And also, they just, like, add unnecessary details that, like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just don't feel matter. Like that matters at all. And also, didn't even pick any of those locations. Like, why did it matter?
That's why I thought it was funny.
Like, just skip all that bull squash and move on. They moved to, what did you say, Newport, Virginia?
Newport News. That's, like, next to, like, Norfolk. That's a military base.
It's Newport News?
Newport News. Yeah, that's the name of the town.
That's weird.
Have you never heard of that?
I've heard of Newport.
No, Newport News.
Okay.
Well, now you have me second guessing it. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I feel like Newport News would be like the Newport newspaper.
No, it's like a town.
Okay, I believe you, Ashley. I'm not second guessing you at all. I think that you are a very well-researched woman, and you would know that. I just think that that's weird.
Yeah, Newport News, Virginia.
Okay, I trusted you. Again.
Okay. So anyways, they move to Newport News. That seems to work for them. Doug finds a job. He's a truck driver now. They move into a high-rise apartment, and their family was very happy again. According to Doug, it was the best year of their marriage. But soon, all of those problems came back to the surface. Venus decided to bolt. She packed up the kids and the dog and went to Michigan to her parents' house. Doug came home from work, and they were gone. He got worried and went to the police station and reported her missing. But the police told him that she had actually been there that day, trying to file a complaint against him. I could not find what this complaint was, so I don't know. But They didn't look into it, which made her mad. So she told them that she was leaving. She was going to her parents' house. And so when Doug came in to report her missing, they told him, you know, we know of her whereabouts. She wanted to be home. She was safe, but didn't tell him where she went.
Okay.
So for the next few months, Venus and the girls lived in Michigan, and Doug stayed in Virginia. On April 26, 2010, it was a normal morning at the McComb. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Home. Her mom, Therese, went to work. Her dad, Larry, was sleeping. And Venus was up getting the girls ready for their day. Larry recalls hearing the girls being very loud and rambunctious, and that was super unusual. Venus was always keeping them quiet in the mornings because Larry is also a truck driver and he works late nights. So he goes downstairs to check things out, and Venus is nowhere to be found.
The girls are there, though? Yes. What are the girls' names? Do you know that?
No.
Okay.
Why?
I just wondered, because you got, like, Venus, like, very exotic. And then the mom's name, so it's, like, Thrace?
Therese.
Therese? Yeah. Therese? Like, ooh, and you got Larry and Doug.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not important, but you just would think maybe the girls would have, like, fun names like the other girls.
Yeah, I didn't look into their names.
Okay.
I'm sure I could have found them, but they're not really. I mean, they are important to the story, but
they don't get murdered. Obviously, Venus does.
Yes.
That's my critical thinking.
Good job. So, Venus nowhere to be found. Her phone, her keys, her purse, and her vehicle are all there, but no Venus. So, Larry goes outside, and he notices some marks in the gravel driveway. And he immediately gets a bad feeling about his daughter, so he calls the police and Therese, and she comes home straight away, and the police arrive pretty quickly after. They begin looking around, and they also notice the messed up gravel. They notice a hair tie laying on the ground and part of a plastic wrapper with a barcode on it in the driveway. Usually, the police would want to wait 24 to 48 hours before they start an investigation, because they're annoying, but the police on scene just get a feeling that this is a crime scene, and they actually take it seriously.
That's good. Also, just like sidebar real quick, but it's related to the story. I don't know of a single police station. Like, that's not an actual requirement to wait 24 to 48 hours.
No.
So if a loved one goes missing, be the squeaky wheel.
Yes.
Just keep on, because they don't have to wait 24 to 48 hours.
No, they just like to.
They just like to. But like, if you keep on keeping on, then they're going to have no choice but to go find your loved one because you're being annoying.
Right.
Annoying AF, and they want you to shut up.
Right.
So they will go do what you want them to do. But you just have to, unfortunately, be annoying.
Yes. Squeaky wheel definitely gets the oil.
Yes.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So they start the investigation. They ask if they can think of anyone who would want to hurt Venus, and both the parents very confidently say that they believe Doug Stewart. So not only had they had a bad marriage, but a few weeks prior to this, Venus had won custody of the girls, and Doug was not happy. They try to get in contact with Doug all throughout the day, but nothing. Until finally later that night, he answers the police, and they tell him his wife is missing, and Doug starts asking a lot of questions, but the police don't really answer any of them. Instead, they ask Doug where he had been that day. He says that he was in Virginia, just a normal day, running some errands, nothing out of the usual. They ask if he has proof to any of that, and he says yes, he went to his lawyer's office to pay a bill related to the custody case, and the secretary should be able to vouch for him. The secretaries do confirm that he was there paying a bill, and the surveillance footage at his apartment complex shows his car leaving and returning that day. So he does have an alibi.
Hmm.
But Doug says that she probably just ran away like she did 2 months ago.
Well, that would make sense since she did just run away. But it's weird because she didn't take the girls this time.
So he thinks that maybe she couldn't handle having full custody. You know, he was Mr. Mom before.
Right.
So now she has full custody. She couldn't handle that, so she bolted.
I mean, I can see where Doug could come up with that.
I think it's possible.
Contrary to the crap people want to talk, being a stay-at-home parent is exhausting.
Yes.
Having children full-time is exhausting. I regularly
especially get angry. If you're not used to that. She was used to working outside the home, and then all of a sudden she's working outside the home and inside the home.
Yeah, I can see why that would be, a lot.
Like, her parents are obviously helping her because she lives with them, but...
Right.
That's a big change.
I regularly get annoyed at my baby daddy because he doesn't take the kids on the weekends.
Your baby daddy, you're so stupid. Your husband?
Yeah. He doesn't take them for his weekends. It's annoying. Like, I have them all week long. The least he could do is take his weekend time with his kids.
Okay. I don't think that works when you're married.
That's what he says as well. And you live in the same house. That's what he says as well. But I'm just saying.
But the scene at her house told a different story. She wouldn't have left without any money or a phone or a car. And there was also gravel all messed up, which made them believe there was a struggle. So with the circumstances of her disappearance, search parties began pretty immediately. There was a huge land search with dogs and helicopters. There were no signs of Venus. Some tips came in about a creepy man the night before her disappearance at a nearby lake. Two women say that this man approached them dripping wet and asking for a cigarette, and they just got a really bad feeling about him. That's all it said, all I could find about this guy, and they dredged the whole lake, which I thought was really weird.
Did they dredge the whole lake based off of this?
There was a creepy guy that asked me for a cigarette.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Why was he dripping wet?
I don't know. Clearly he just got out of the lake, so I guess that was why.
Kind of weird, though.
I mean, I agree. It is weird. I mean, that's good, I guess, that they're taking, like, big steps and dredging all lake, but I just think that's weird that that's all it took for them. Like, these cops are really trying.
Yeah, that's weird. That is interesting. A dripping wet man asked me for a cigarette. Dredge the lake. Drain it.
So that was really the only real tip about Venus, other than her family being adamant that it had to be Doug who took her. And they believed that she was alive and he was just holding her hostage, trying to get her back. So that plastic wrap that they found was investigated, and it was determined to be the wrapping of a tarp that was sold at Walmart, and it had a fingerprint on it.
Oh.
So sent that away. The Michigan police then went to Virginia to question Doug on their own. He wasn't too concerned. He thought, you know, motherhood with full custody was too much, and she just ran away like she did prior. He said that it was probably just a stunt of hers. They shouldn't be too concerned. But the police were already suspicious of him, so they brought along search warrants and searched the apartment. They seized both computers in the home, and they were just really hoping to find signs that she had been in the apartment recently. But unfortunately, they found nothing.
What would they have found?
I don't know, like her clothes.
I mean, she lived there up until 2 months ago.
Right, so I guess they were hoping for things like recent things.
What kind of recent things?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that's a waste of time. Let's search an apartment that she lived in up until 2 months ago for remnants that she was in this apartment. Like, obviously, there's going to be her DNA, her fingerprints.
I think they were looking for, like, recent, like, a toothbrush, recent clothes, dirty clothes.
I still don't think that would have proved she was there recently.
Well, I don't know. They did. I mean, I don't know what they were looking for. That's just all it said. They were looking for recent things.
Okay, interesting.
So anyways, they also had a search warrant for his vehicle.
Okay.
Another really, I think, unnecessary thing is that his truck was very messy. It was covered in trash. But in the heaps of trash and belongings, they did find a receipt.
For a tarp from Walmart?
Yes.
Okay.
So the date was smudged, so they couldn't tell when it was, but it was from a Walmart from Ohio, which is 2 hours away from Doug. And it was a receipt for a tarp, a shovel, gloves, and a hat.
Damn it, Doug. I really was rooting for him. I was thinking he didn't do it.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
So the investigators called Walmart, and they were able to determine the purchase was on April 25th, which was the night before Venus disappeared. They questioned the Walmart employees, and they said that they couldn't forget the man that came in and bought those things. He was wearing a bright shirt and Hawaiian shorts. He was in the garden center looking around. So when the cashier came up to him and asked him if he needed any help, he said that he was looking for, I said lye. Is that correct or is it lime? Did I type it wrong?
I think it's lye.
Right, that you would use
to cover a body. I mean, lime and lye are both, I mean, those are both things, but I think lye is what you use for a body. Like L-Y-E, lye.
They're both things. Yes, I know they're both
right,
things.
Right, but I think lye is what you use for a body.
Okay, well, that's what sure. I wrote, so I just wanted to make sure I didn't write that wrong.
I don't know, we could be wrong. We are children, 16, so I don't know.
Yeah, we're idiots. So anyways, he was looking for lye or lime. Not sure which I meant there. But anyways, she told him that they didn't sell that. And he got really, like, annoyed. Okay. So then he checked out and he bought tarp, gloves, a hat, and a shovel.
Okay. How long ago was this?
It was the night before.
Okay.
She disappeared.
Okay. So, yeah. Gotcha.
So they felt pretty confident that Doug was involved, but he had an alibi. He was in Virginia. So, of course, they worked to discredit this alibi. The Michigan police then went to the lawyer's office themselves to question those secretaries. They asked the women to describe Doug that day. They said that he came in wearing a hoodie with the hood pulled up and large aviator sunglasses on. He was in a rush, came in, paid, left.
So it wasn't Doug.
Unfortunately, I'm going to go with probably not.
Okay.
So he didn't even take his receipt. So they asked, like, are you 100% sure this was Doug? And they were like, you know, I never really got to look him in the eye because the glasses. There wasn't really any small talk. He was in a rush. He said he was Doug and he paid with Doug's credit card. But couldn't be completely positive it was Doug.
Dude, what kind of friend you got that's willing to help you commit murder? Right? I mean, I don't need to commit murder, but like, what kind of ride or die you got?
I know.
If I called you up and I was like, Ashley, I need you to go pretend to be me and pay a bill. I mean, I'd probably do it, but you'd have to tell me why.
Right.
I don't know. But like, we're siblings. Is it his brother? I mean, that's some crazy shit. I need to call Allison, ask her.
Yeah.
That's
right
crazy.
Now, guest on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
My phone's dead. I can't.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So, the belief that Doug was the one that killed Venus had been pretty cemented in their minds. So, they checked his cell phone records, and Doug kept calling the same number over and over every day, 7 to 15 times a day. Then, on April 25th, Doug's phone shut off, and it didn't turn back on until April 27th. Then, the calls to this phone number started again. And they traced the phone number, and it belonged to a 20-year-old named Ricky Spencer, who lived in Delaware. So the Michigan police traveled to Delaware to question Ricky. They asked him how he knows Doug, and he says that they play Xbox Live together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right?
So it's a friend he met online.
Yeah.
That was willing to commit fraud for him.
Yeah.
That checks out for me.
Okay. So
I could see that happening. Some weird ass people on Xbox Live. I'm sorry for the Xbox Live, but some weird people.
Yeah. So they've been playing together for quite a while, he says, but they really didn't first meet until the beginning of April 2010. Doug invited Ricky to come to Virginia for spring break. So he said it was kind of awkward at first since Doug was so much older than him. You know, Doug is 30 and he is 20. So, but he says, you know, we had fun, we hung out, we played video games, we drank, we're just kind of like, we're like frat bros. So Ricky said that this was the first time that they saw each other. This was the last time that they saw each other. Sorry.
This was the first and the last.
Yes, first and the last. But they still play together on Xbox Live. And he doesn't know anything about Venus. Doesn't know what they're talking about. They looked through his phone records and saw that his phone was also shut off on the morning of April 25th. And the last phone call was to Doug. And that phone was located in Delaware at the time. Later that day, though, on the 25th, Ricky turned his phone back on very briefly. But it was just enough to give a location that he was in Virginia. So they brought Ricky back in for questioning. And again, he denies ever being in Virginia. He doesn't know anything about Venus. But finally, after a lot of questioning, he admits that he did help Doug. He traveled to Virginia to be the alibi for Doug. He paid that bill in the lawyer's office. He said that Doug told him that he had to go take care of business with Venus. He never explicitly said that he was going to kill her, but it was kind of implied. So not only is he committing fraud, but he knows that Doug is going to kill somebody.
Right.
So the story Ricky gave was that he and Doug met in December of 2008 playing Xbox Live, and they would often play 6 to 10 hours a day, every day.
The fuck? How the fuck are you taking care of kids playing Xbox Live for 6 to 10 hours a day?
Right? That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Maybe like when they're sleeping, like at night?
I don't have room to talk. I probably spend that much time on TikTok a day.
Yeah, you really need to get that under control.
I do it when they're sleeping though at night. So I can't really,
Right, so maybe he's doing the same thing, staying up at night,
yeah.
Not sleeping.
I mean, I watch, I don't know, 5 episodes of Modern Family a night. That's, on what, an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes, almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
I watch TikTok stuff, fall asleep. Yeah, okay. That checks out for me.
Okay.
I retract my judgment against Doug.
Right. Well, that's what he uses in his free time. Xbox Live. So Ricky says that they basically became virtual best friends.
I mean, 10 hours was a little excessive.
Well, 6 to 10.
10's a little excessive.
I mean,
There's no way he's doing all that while they're sleeping. I could get six. I could totally get six, especially with them being little, like going to bed at 8.
Right.
Be up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But 10, that's a little excessive. Okay, anyway.
Did I already say that they became virtual best friends?
I don't know, but it's fine. Say it again.
Well, anyways, they became virtual best friends.
Besties.
Doug invited him to come spend spring break with him, and Ricky did on April 1st, 2010. They finally met in person. After he was there for a few days, Doug began to vent about Venus. He told Ricky how she was abusive and dangerous to their daughters. He was desperate to get away from her, to get her away from the girls. Even if that meant killing Venus, he would do whatever he had to do. So he asked Ricky if he would be able to help him be his alibi, come to Virginia, stay at his apartment, and just pretend to be him while he went to Michigan. But Ricky said no. He didn't want to be involved. So Doug let it go, but he kept telling him horror stories about Venus and how awful she was to him and the girls. Doug told Ricky about a time where Venus choked one of the girls, and if he hadn't been there, she would have died. After days of hearing about how horrible she was, Ricky reluctantly agreed to help. He said that he would help be the alibi, but he wanted no part in what was happening to Venus. Doug is thrilled. He says that he already has a plan. He's going to kill her by choking her. That way, there's no murder weapon, and nothing can be traced back to him. And he knows how to effectively do that because he was in the military.
Oh, okay.
So on April 15th, they meet at a gas station in Maryland. Here, Doug gives Ricky his disguise he wants him to wear, including a hoodie, aviator sunglasses, his credit card, and his car keys. Ricky takes the supplies and goes to Virginia, and Doug makes his way to Michigan. But on his way, he gets pulled over in Ohio. So this ruins his alibi, so Doug went back to Virginia. Ricky says that he's pretty relieved because this means the plan is off. But Doug says they'll just have to try it again. And Ricky says, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it this time. I'm not doing it again. No. And Doug says, well, if you don't help me, that's fine. But I'm going to kill everyone in that house. But the kids. He's not going to kill the kids.
So he's saying if he doesn't help, he's going to kill them all.
Yeah. Okay. But if he helps, it'll just be Venus.
Okay. So he's trying to guilt him. Okay.
Yeah. So again, Ricky reluctantly agrees. So on April 25th, they try this plan again. Doug went to Michigan. Ricky to Virginia. Doug called him from a burner phone to let Ricky know it was done. Ricky says Doug went to Venus's parents' house and pretended to be the mailman who had a package for them. When she came out, he choked her and she screamed and started to put up a fight, but he got her in a really good chokehold and a single drop of blood came out of her nose and then she died. He says Doug then pulled her into his vehicle and went and hit her body. Ricky asked him if it was worth it and Doug said yes because he was protecting the kids and giving them a future. He told him to then go to the lawyer's office and make sure to speak to a specific secretary because she wasn't all there, so it would be easier for her not to notice. Tell them that you're in a hurry and don't get a receipt, just have them mail it. Later that day, they drove back to Maryland to exchange the credit card and keys. Ricky asked Doug if he was going to kill him. And Doug said, no. And Ricky said, good, because that would suck. What a 20-year-old.
Right? It's a very 20-year-old thing to say.
So Doug asked him why he would ask that, and Ricky says, because I know what you did. Which also blows my mind, and it blew all the investigators' mind, that why didn't Doug kill Ricky? If he would have killed Ricky...
Because Doug's a fucking idiot.
Okay, but not really, because this is a pretty good plan.
It's really not, though, because... Okay, I was on... I don't know. I'm torn. I was on Doug's side. I didn't think he did it. I really didn't. And she said the tarp. And then you were like, oh, and his car was like a mess. And I was like, yeah, like he definitely didn't do it. Because like if he'd done it, he would have cleaned his car.
Right.
But then I was like, no, you know what? Maybe that's a ruse so that they don't think he did it. Because like obviously if his car was clean and pristine, they would be like, oh, you definitely did it. Maybe he thought if he left it dirty, they wouldn't search it.
Right.
But that doesn't make sense either because when you have a messy car, you're more likely to get searched.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if he's smart. I can't tell if he's really fucking smart or really fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like I just can't decide.
I mean, it's like a... I mean, not saying any plans are good plans, but, like, it's a pretty decent plan so far, I feel like. I mean, other than, like, if Ricky wouldn't have turned his phone back on.
I mean, I guess maybe if he would have killed Ricky, it would have been a better plan.
Right.
Because what did they have tying them together other than, oh, they play Xbox Live together?
Right, and they talk on the phone.
Right.
But, like, yeah, they play Xbox Live together. That's it.
He should have poisoned him.
Or choked him.
No, he should have gave him, like, some laced drugs. Because that's a very 20-year-old way to die.
Yeah.
He should have, like, sent him home and be like, hey, man, thanks for your help. Here's some something.
Some laced weed.
Some laced weed or something, right, that would have killed him. Yeah, he definitely could have been smarter. But, I mean, I don't know. I can't decide if he's really dumb or really smart. We really shouldn't be giving pointers on, like, how to improve. I feel like we do that all the time. We're like, if this were us, this is how we would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Although we're never getting away with a crime because we regularly tell how we're going to get away with it. So.
Right. So, yeah, we can no longer
get away with it. It's a good thing that we are not criminals.
Right. So, after hearing all of this from Ricky, they arrested Doug. And even though they didn't have a body, they declared Venus dead. And Doug denied it all. He says that Ricky made all of that up. He doesn't know why. Venus isn't dead. She ran away, just like he's been telling him this whole time. And he says that also Ricky invited himself to Doug's house for spring break. He did not invite him. Ricky told him previously on Xbox Live that he was coming there with some other friends. And then he just said, like, the day of, hey, I'm on my way. And there were no other friends. And Doug says, yeah, it was weird, but, you know, they talked on Xbox Live for a long time. So he just let him come stay. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, gamers are kind of weird anyway, so.
Quit being mean to gamers. What if we have listeners that are gamers, and then you lost those two because you're mean to them?
I wasn't mean to them. I was really just making fun of, like, your husband.
Well, yeah, he is weird. I mean, that's and true.
Our brothers.
Yeah, I mean,
those are the only true gamers I know.
Yeah, that's true. And all three are weird.
They're all weirdos.
So Doug says that he never asked Ricky to be an alibi because he didn't kill Venus. But the fingerprint on that plastic that was found at Venus's crime scene came back, and it was a match to Doug. They also found a charge on his credit card for a track phone purchased in Ohio. And they used that phone number attached to the track phone, and the location pinged was only a couple miles away from Venus' parents' house on April 26th.
Okay, so tell me again how he's smart.
Well, that was dumb. He should have used cash.
Yeah, 100%. That was stupid.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Like, what a freaking newbie move.
Yeah. Well, he's not a serial killer, so, I mean, checks out.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like his military training should have given better training than that.
I agree. So he went to trial in February of 2011. He pled not guilty and continued to argue that Ricky made all of that up. They say that he was really calm and collected during his trial. He didn't really seem fazed by it at all.
What does Ricky have to gain by making this up? Like, right. This makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, Ricky has nothing to do with any of these people. So, like, why would he make this up?
I mean, it would be different if he was like, Ricky made it all up and he's the one that killed Venus.
Right, but, like,
he... That's not what they're saying.
No, but it just doesn't make any sense. Like, Ricky has nothing to gain from any of this. So,
they're arguing, like, that Ricky made it up because he was, like, coached by the prosecutors so they could prosecute Doug.
It still doesn't make any sense to me, though, of, like, why Ricky would... I don't know. I mean, okay.
They threatened him and...
Threatened him with what? Like, what are they going to do to him?
Cops are scary.
I ain't afraid of them.
Okay, well, if they're like, listen, you lie or we're throwing you in jail for the rest of your life, what are you going to do? If you're...
I'm going to record them and turn them in.
A stupid 20-year-old boy.
The FBI. No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. It just doesn't really make sense to me, like, what their reasoning would be for...
Huh?
I mean, they dredged the lake on the suspicion that a weird man was trying to get a cigarette. I don't feel like they were trying to pin it on Doug.
No. I don't either.
Like, that's just what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Ricky has anything to gain from it, and I don't see why the prosecution would even feel the need to... Doug.
Right. I agree.
So, no. It makes no sense to me. Doug did it.
Yeah. So, his defense pretty much just argued that they used Ricky, and he made up that elaborate ruse. In exchange, he got a lesser charge, and they also tried to go after Ricky's character, pointing out that he was a liar because he lied to his parents about going to see Doug for spring break. And Ricky admitted that he did lie, but it was only because his parents wouldn't approve of him going to see someone he met online, which, that tracks for me.
I agree with that. I also would not approve of that.
So, yeah, they argued that the prosecutors coached him into giving this testimony and a fake story to help pin Doug. And they said that there was no evidence that a crime was even committed. There was no murder weapon, there was no body, and there was no witnesses that said that Doug was in Michigan at the time. But Venus was still missing with no signs of her.
Yeah, because Doug killed her.
Right.
And buried her with the shovel he bought and the tarp.
I mean, yeah, I agree, but that's not what the defense is seeing.
Well, of course not. They have to defend him.
But the prosecutors, there's a struggle at the scene. They have Ricky's testimony. The plastic wrap with Doug's fingerprint seems like pretty slam dunk. So on March 11, 2011, Doug was found guilty and charged with first-degree premeditated murder, and he was sentenced to life with no possibility of parole. Ricky got charged with conspiracy to commit manslaughter and was sentenced to 1 year in county jail. It's not very much, so that's kind of stupid.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he got a deal.
Well, yeah, he did get a deal, but 1 year, that's pretty measly.
I mean, I agree, 100%.
And Venus's family was not happy with that.
I'm sure that they weren't.
So even though that they got those responsible sentenced, and but the case was not over, they still hadn't found Venus's body, and they didn't stop looking. There had been rumors that Doug buried her at his sister's barn, and then concrete was laid right after that. What?
Ballsy as fuck. He drove her dead body all the way to freaking back to...
No. They were from Michigan, remember?
Oh, okay.
And then they moved together to Virginia.
I was like, that is ballsy.
No,
to drive with a dead body to Virginia.
No, okay. His sister worked with Venus, remember? Okay. She's the one that hooked them up.
Yes. I forgot. That was a long time ago.
That's okay. I understand. That's why I'm here to remind you. So they looked into it. They took radar out to the barn, but they didn't see anything there. They went Dr. Doug to prison multiple times, and every time Doug was hateful, unhelpful, and maintained his innocence.
Okay, Doug.
I put that is until 2018. I'm not sure if it's... I think it is 2018, but that was just from my math, not from, like, the articles that told me it was 2018. But it was 8 years after Venus died, so I'm going to go with 2018.
Okay.
They visited Doug again, and this time he wasn't as angry, and he actually agreed to cooperate. But some of his demands had to be met.
He wanted Xbox Live in prison.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I was being totally sarcastic, but okay.
No, that was one of them. So he wanted to be able to teach in prison.
Teach what?
I don't know. He wanted to
teach.
How
to play Xbox Live? I mean.
I don't know.
Okay.
Self-defense?
How to strangle people? I mean. I don't know. I don't think he's equipped to teach anything in prison, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He wants to be able to teach.
Okay.
He wants to join the K-9 program.
Okay.
He wants to be able to attend his parents' funerals when they came.
Okay.
And he wanted Xbox Live.
Okay. So they said no.
They actually met most of them.
They let him play Xbox Live in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know if it was Xbox Live, but it was Xbox. They bought an Xbox for the unit. So apparently at this time, that was like a new thing they were doing in prisons. They were bringing
Xbox. Allowing them to play Xbox. Okay, Xbox is fine, I suppose. I mean, I think if you're in prison for murder, you should have no joy. But Xbox Live, absolutely not.
I don't know if it was live or not. He requested Xbox Live, but I don't know if they gave him Xbox Live or they just gave an Xbox.
I don't know that we should. I mean, what do they get to play on Xbox? I don't think they should be allowed to play anything on Xbox. Most Xbox games are violent.
I mean, yeah.
And they're violent criminals.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
Okay, well, the violent criminals should not be allowed to play.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
Probably get some sort of sick joy out of it.
Yeah, probably.
Like playing GTA.
Right? Call of Duty? Shooting people?
No. Halo? No. Absolutely not. I do not agree with that at all. I'm disgusted right now.
That's what happened.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
okay. I hate that a lot. Did they let him teach?
I don't know. I couldn't really find exactly what ones they met. Okay. It just said that they met most of them. So okay. I would assume, like, probably not the funerals.
I thought that's the only one I could see. That's literally the only one that I would agree with being okay.
I mean, me too, but I just didn't think that they would let him out of prison to go to his parents' funerals.
I mean, why? For?
I don't know.
I mean, I could see that.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I mean, he's a trash bag, but, like, his parents deserve to, you know, have their son at their funeral.
Yeah.
I think that that was, like, the least selfish request he had.
Yeah, it was.
But, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what ones they meant.
Okay. I do not agree with you and the Xbox. Not you, but the prison. I do not agree with the Xbox.
I don't agree with it either, but that's what happened. And apparently it's like multiple.
Not okay with that at all.
Prisons. It's not just his prison.
That really disgusts me.
Like it was, they said it was already in the works. And so that's why they agreed to it.
Okay.
Because they were already getting ready to give them an Xbox.
Murder people and go to prison and play video games. Like, no. What is wrong with them? Yeah. That's awful.
I don't know.
Okay.
So pretty much he said the same things that Ricky had already said. The only thing that he added was that he put her in the back of his vehicle and drove her to a wooded area. Venus had woken up when they got there, so he stabbed her. And then he told the police exactly where she was buried.
So she wasn't dead?
No, he choked her.
Because Ricky had said when he choked her that she dropped a single drop of blood and died.
Yeah.
So she wasn't dead.
No.
Okay.
So she must have just, like, passed out. And then she got to the field and she was awake and he stabbed her. So then he told the police exactly where she was buried. They brought him out there to show them, again, the exact location. And it took them an hour and a half of digging. And 8 years later, they finally were able to lay her body to rest with peace.
Okay. I got really concerned for a second.
Why?
Because I was like, oh my God, it took him another 8 years to find her. But
no from the beginning.
I was like, it took another 8 years? I was like, it hasn't even been 8 years. 2018.
Yeah.
So no. Literally 5 years. Okay.
And that's the end.
Hmm.
Pretty crazy, right?
The most shocking part is the Xbox in prison. Like, I'm really bothered by that.
I just think it's so crazy that he met this person on Xbox Live who was willing to be his alibi.
Yeah. That's crazy as well. But it kind of checks out for me. Like I said, I think those Xbox Live, I mean, they really get tight with each other.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
I mean, Sterling's best friend he met playing video games with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, now they're best friends. But, like, they meet in person all the time, but.
Right, but they didn't until not that long ago.
Yeah, it's weird. Clearly, nobody's talking to these kids about Stranger Danger online.
No, so maybe we need to do that.
Who?
Me and you. Join Xbox Live and talk to about Stranger Danger.
To people?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't like Xbox
Live. I'll do it by myself.
You do it and tell them how dangerous it is to talk to strangers online.
Okay. They won't care.
No, they won't.
No. But yeah, so that's all. That's all about Venus.
Yeah, I'm really disgusted by the Xbox. That's the worst part for me.
Yeah.
It really bothers me a lot. Okay, well, thanks for sharing that with me.
You're welcome.
Got anything else you want to talk about? Or
I don't think so. I
just want to go eat your dinner. Your husband so sweetly brought you in the middle of recording.
Yeah. It was sweet of him.
It was very sweet to bring you dinner in the middle. And now it's ice cold, but that was nice.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't think we got anything else to do, so.
I don't think so. I think we're all good here. So, signing off.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you heard and want to support a small podcast, please give us money at
www.patreon.com/weeklydoseofwicked, where you can sign up for one of our three amazing tiers. For the low, low price of $5, you can become a member of the Moderately Wicked. Our next tier for $7 is the Awesomely Wicked. And finally, for the high rollers at $10 a month, you can be extraordinarily wicked. Each tier has its own perks, so go ahead and take a look there. And if you like what you see, then give us some money.
Feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at
weekly_dose_of_wicked. Or you can just search Weekly Dose of Wicked and it literally pops up because we're the only ones.
For a direct feed of our podcast, please go to
www.weeklydoseofwicked.buzzsprout.com.
Currently, our podcast is available on the only places that will take us,
which is only Apple Podcasts and Spotify for the time being. And that's also the only places we know where to upload to.
Make sure to come back next Wednesday for your
weekly dose of wicked. Ba-da-psh.